Well, good morning, everybody. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, that 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascends into heaven. And then, 10 days after that, we have Pentecost, which is next weekend. And you notice the church is beautifully decorated. We pray novenas a lot as Catholics, but the first novena that the church ever prayed was at the Ascension until Pentecost. During those 9 days, the apostles and the Blessed Mother were up in the upper room, and the scripture says they prayed constantly. So this we look to as the first novena. So we're in day three of the novena now, because really the Ascension should have been celebrated on Thursday, but in most dioceses in the U.S., it's been moved to the nearest Sunday. So we're on day three. Perhaps you got the flock note. Hopefully we're all praying the novena. In communion with the apostles and the Blessed Mother who prayed that first novena to Pentecost. It's exciting. I can't wait. But anyway, so what happened at the Ascension, folks, is that Jesus ascends into heaven. We have that beautiful mural right up there at the top of the high altar. And this is depicting the reality of what took place. And I was really moved here. Pope Francis had said that in the Ascension of Jesus into heaven, Jesus takes us up to God. Then Pope Benedict the 16th, he said, it would be a mistake to think of the Ascension as Jesus temporarily leaving us behind, like, see you later, I'll be back in a little bit. No, he said, rather, we go to heaven to the extent that we go to Jesus Christ and enter into him. Heaven is a person. Jesus himself is what we call heaven. I love that. Heaven has a name, and it's Jesus. And so these two thoughts together, like, this is what takes place at the Ascension. Jesus takes us up in him. Even the opening prayer at Holy Mass said that may we even now experience the heavenly realms. And then St. Augustine, he says we should strive to find rest with Jesus in heaven even now while we're on earth. And it's possible. This is the thing. And what takes place at the Ascension, the first reading tells us that the angels, the clouds, all this magnificent moment of glory took place. And when you and I live in the Lord, we're surrounded by the same power. Jesus says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And if we live in him, we live in all power of heaven and earth, even now on earth. It's like, holy smokes, this is crazy that we have the communion of the saints surrounding us, that cloud of witnesses, that we have the archangels and the archangels, the thrones and dominions, the principalities and the virtues, the cherubim and the seraphim and the hosts and all the powers of heaven are right around us when we live in the Lord. When we live in the Lord, we live in heaven even now, and we're surrounded and filled with all of this power and the greatest power of all the sacraments. But let me give you a few examples. This past week, we had the feast day of St. Isidore the Farmer on Friday. St. Isidore the Farmer lived in the Lord. He was a godly man. He had a farm. He's the patron saint of all farmers. We pray for them. His house, his farm was right next to the church. He went to that church all the time, daily mass. He would go in there and pray. And some of the other farmers said, you're wasting a lot of time. You could be out working. But he lived in the Lord. And what it took Isidore one day to do, it took the other farmers 3 or 4 days to do. And one day, it's very famously written in the books of the saints, this story of one of the neighbors, while Isidore was at Mass in the morning, this neighbor looked and saw two angels plowing the field. Now, isn't that like, this is what happens. When we live in the Lord, we're surrounded by the power of heaven. And we're filled with... We had the feast day the other day of Our Lady of Fatima. Remember those three children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia, and how they received their first Holy Communion from the angel of peace. They're the only people in the history of the world that anybody knows about that did not get their first communion from a priest, but got their first communion from an angel. The angel came to prepare them for the visits of Our Lady that would happen 6 months in a row, once a month from May through October, finishing with the miracle of the sun. But these three children, so humble, Mary only appears to the humble people, and she appears to them. They lived in the Lord, and they were visited by Mother Mary. They were visited by the angels. They were given Holy Communion. We had the feast day the other day of St. Matthias. He was the one that took Judas's place after Judas committed suicide. And Matthias could have lived in this place of, I guess I'm no good, you know, I'm not chosen. He could have been trapped in that comparison or resentment thing. And instead, he lived in the Lord. And the angels came and helped cast lots that his redemption day would come, and he became one of those apostles. Just amazing. When we live in the Lord, we live in heaven even now. St. Catherine of Siena, she said, all the way to heaven is heaven if you're in the Lord. All the way to heaven is heaven. I had this experience a few months ago. I was driving to Indianapolis. My Catholic Center day is Wednesdays usually. So I'm driving there and I'm running a little bit late. It was pouring down rain. And you know, everybody forgets how to drive when it's raining. And I'm there on 465 and I'm in the fast lane, which is my favorite lane. And it's just pouring. And all these cars in the three or four lanes to my right are just their windshield wipers going like this, and they're crawling around like basically to stand still. I'm breezing by and my wipers weren't even on. And I thought, I have like this magic film, you know, on my windshield or something. But I was just like, and just when I would think, oh my gosh, there's a slowpoke way up there, he'd move over. And I got there more than early. I was praying with that night, and I thought, that's the Catholic life. That's the Catholic life. When you're in the Lord, what slows everybody else down doesn't slow you down. What causes everybody else to panic, and when everybody else is consumed and fretting and upset about this or that or the other thing, when everybody else is angry or anxious or offended or overwhelmed, not us. Because we're in the Lord, and the Lord Jesus is the name of heaven. We live in Him. We live in heaven, even here on earth. And we're surrounded by this, the angels and the saints. We're filled with the sacramental presence and power of heaven. Jesus says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. But then don't you see, we enter into Him and He enters into us. And that's what we got. This is not to say there's no cross. Of course there's a cross. But the grace of God enables us to move forward in peace when the rest of the world is fretting to death. And so we thank the Lord, the risen Lord, the ascended Lord, the Lord Jesus, who is bigger than even death. And we live in Him, in peace, in heaven, even here on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.